This is Wallace Park in Lisburn, and in 1986, a big year for Northern Ireland, 1986, it was the last time that Northern Ireland played in the World Cup finals. Barry McGuigan that year lost his title to Steve Cruz in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then another big sporting event, Wallace Park in Lisburn, Ian Botham played a kind of exhibition match here in the cricket grounds of Wallace Park, one of the most famous cricketers in England in the 1980s. But another famous cricketer was Charles Studd, a very successful cricketer. In fact, if you go into the records of English cricket, his name figures very prominently. And Charles Studd, or C.T. Studd, went on to become a famous missionary. He was educated at Eton and then Cambridge and played cricket for both, then played cricket for England with great, great success. But whenever he was 18 years of age, he attended meetings and became a Christian. His father was converted through the ministry of D.L. Moody on one of his visits to England. And whenever C.T. Studd's father was converted, Charles noticed a remarkable change in his father's life, and that intrigued him. He couldn't get away from it, the remarkable change that his dad had experienced through becoming a Christian. And then at 18 years of age, C.T. Studd became a Christian himself, but for about 6 years he lived, as he testified, in a backslidden state, really, as a Christian, sort of barren, didn't really go on with God the way he should. There was a shyness about witnessing, there was a coolness with regards to prayer. Yes, his life was changed to a degree, and he attended meetings and went to church and different things, but just wasn't going on with God the way he should. But then D.L. Moody visited England again a second time, and C.T. Studd, along with some of his family, went along to those meetings. And as he listened to D.L. Moody preaching the gospel and also making reference to the spirit-filled life, C.T. Studd realized there's something more. And he made an absolute surrender and an absolute commitment and consecration to his Savior 6 years after his conversion. And his life from that moment on was radically altered and radically changed. It wasn't long after that before Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, was visiting England as well and was making appeals in university campuses and churches right across England for workers to go to China. He visited Cambridge University, and C.T. Studd listened to his message, felt constrained to enter into full-time Christian work, and along with six other men, they became known as the Cambridge Seven. Off they went to China. He was a great man of God. And maybe you wonder, well, what's he got to do with Lisburn? Well, his wife Priscilla was also serving the Lord in missionary endeavour. And they met and they got married. But Priscilla, C.T. Studd's wife, came from this town. She came from Lisburn. And she was a great woman of God again, of similar vision to her husband Charles. And in fact, on the day that they got married, they gave everything away, all of their money, all of their belongings, all of their possessions, that was of any worth, they gave it all to missionary endeavour. And they promised and they covenanted with each other and before God that from henceforth they would live by faith. And so he gave up a very wealthy background. He gave away his inheritance, his life savings, his inheritance he was going to receive, gave it all away to missionary work, gave up his cricket career. People thought that he was mad. And he served the Lord in China, and then for a period of time in India, and then spent the rest of his days in Africa, and really burned out for God. What a man of God Charles Studd was. Written a few books as well, one of which is The Chocolate Soldier, speaking of Christians who melt whenever the heat of persecution or trial comes in. And he made some remarkable statements in his life. Maybe the most famous one is this: if Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice could be too great for me to make for him. You know, if that sentiment sunk into our hearts today, it would revolutionize our lives. If Jesus Christ be God, and he is, and if he died for me, and he did, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. You know, that just tallies with Romans chapter 12, whenever the Apostle Paul said in verse number 1 and 2, I beseech you, Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That was something that Charles Studd did. His wife Priscilla from Lisburn as well. They presented themselves, their bodies, as living sacrifices unto God, and they proved God's will in their lives. Will you do the same in your life? Surrender your life to Christ. If He is God, and He is, and He died for you, no sacrifice can be too great for us to make for Him.